USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Lawmakers have selected a new ambassador for Israel. Lance Pry reports.
Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues.
Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is actually fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. One Los Angeles gun shop reports business doubling since the war between Israel and Hamas began. They noted this is the first time there's been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, that strike hit a refugee camp in Gaza. The ministry reports that six bombs were dropped on a residential area during the attack. The statement from the Israel Defense Force did not acknowledge any potential civilian casualties resulting from that strike. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill does not align with America's national security interests. He pointed out that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports combining aid for both countries in one package. Speaker Johnson's bill allocates over $14 billion in emergency funding for Israel, offset by a reduction in IRS funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Australian police searching for a surfer's body after witnesses say a shark attacked him.
A 55-year-old man was surfing by Granite's Beach on Tuesday when witnesses say a shark dragged the man underwater. A fellow surfer said he raced out on the jet ski to look for the man, but was only able to find a surfboard with a large bite mark. Emergency services are searching the area with the help of volunteers. I'm Dave Collins.
The Texas Rangers just one win away from their first World Series title in team history. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7 in Game 4 of the World Series at Chase Field last night. The teams will meet for Game 5 tonight in Phoenix. Would you buy a house that you knew was haunted? Turns out most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase a house that was haunted, as long as it was in a good location, affordable, or had some other big appeal. Some people actually want to buy a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% said they were more likely to buy a home if it was haunted. Consumer confidence down for the third straight month. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped nearly 2 points in October. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.